Welcome to Single Mommy Fabulous, the podcast. We are excited to be in the second half of our first season. And we hope that, yes, we hope that your new year is starting off blessed. I know that it's tough out there, but we're hoping you're all good. And before we get into dating during a pandemic, we're going to do a little housekeeping. It's very light. Housekeeping shouldn't take more than 30 seconds. Her Story is expanding with a new feature on Friday with our Instagram page, and it's called Free Write Friday. It's an opportunity for us to write with our listeners and tell our stories. We will make more announcements soon. I am just now getting to my Friday free write, and it is harder than I remember. And we are running our Name That Episode contest, and we're looking for show ideas. What do you want us to talk about next? Who knows? You should enter because you may be a guest on our show. So, you know,
yes.
So come on over to singlemommyfabulous.podbean.com and look for the contest link. And finally, we want to thank our artist, Fada Turk, for allowing us to use his music. Fada is a Sierra Leonean who sings, composes, and is my favorite artist, which is the truth. And so anyway, so we are happy to bring some of his work to you, and we hope to finally find his links again so that you guys can actually hear some of his songs. I know he's available. Some of it's available on YouTube. Okay, Adrian, so are you ready to jump into this episode?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, me too. So this is going to be one of those episodes where we're loosey-goosey, no rules, no whole bunch of preaching, so
we're just shooting the shit, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Just shooting the shit.
Because, you know, dating during a pandemic has been interesting. I have had about 4 relationships during the pandemic, which is really way higher than average.
You know what I mean? Them around.
I just like, well, you know, like I break up with my on and off boyfriend of 5 years at the beginning, and then start dating somebody I was dating before. But before we get into all of that, because it's like it's a lot of back and forth. So I just wanted to say that a little bit about what my philosophy has been during this pandemic. I know that a lot of us have some fears about, you know, meeting new people, seeing them in person, and just how safe is it to date during the pandemic. My overall feeling about dating during the pandemic is it is something you should do if you want to. Doesn't mean that you need to meet in person or anything else, but it does keep the human connection going.
Absolutely.
And so whether you're virtually dating or dating in person or what you're doing, I think that it's very healthy for us to not stop living at this time of our life. The storm will be over sooner or later, but we can't, you know, we can't pretend like we don't have needs to be wanted and loved and those things. So I definitely have not forgotten to date, apparently. But I've heard some stories, like I had a friend, and she's going to know I'm talking about her when she gets on this program, which is hilarious, but she is germaphobe number 800 compared to me. So she met some guy, she's like, should I kiss him? And I'm like, I don't know, like, you gotta do what you want to do. And she's like, well, he said he'll get a COVID test and he'll get an STI test, and he'll, and I'm like, damn, girl,
for a kiss?
You asked for a credit report too. I mean, what happened? And not that I think that she is doing anything bad, I think that that makes her comfortable and that's fine, but I was like, Dag, I don't think on a first date, of meeting anybody in person. I've even asked them what their favorite color is. This girl, it knows, will know their blood type, I swear. So, you know,
right.
It's just like, wow, girl, that's a lot. All right.
I mean, hey, to each their own.
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. Well,
and I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I signed up for eHarmony. Oh my God.
has it been dramatic? Because I am still technically legally married, I can't sign up for eHarmony and because I'm an honest human and I'm not going to be like, I'm not married. I mean, I'm separated. I've been separated for 9 years, but hey, you know,
who's counting.
And maybe we'll get back to no. Adrian will come through. She'll come back from Georgia to just rip my hair out or something.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's dramatic, but I will say that it's been very interesting.
Okay. And,
you know, there's a couple of guys that I kind of chat with who seem, one of them is very nice and he's thoughtful and, you know, he just seems like a nice guy, right? But he won't talk to me on the phone, which is random. I haven't questioned him about it, you know, because I don't really like to talk on the phone. So I'm not really like complaining. I just think it's interesting that it hasn't even come up yet. So it's like, okay, that's fine, you know. And then there's another guy who he's just a bad texter.
Oh, you
know,
God.
He's one of those people that just should not be texting. And, you know, he doesn't. You know, he's the type, you know, the one word answers. Or he'll answer a question and it'll literally be like a sentence, but he splits it like into five different text messages that have like one word or two words. You know what I mean? Like he shouldn't be texting. but he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's like, you know, then I had another one that was ready to get married. And then it just,
what?
Like, it's been interesting. But the thing that I find that's the most interesting, of all of the men that I have had conversations with, it's interesting how they are all looking for a very specific thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to challenge myself with that because I was kind of in that mind frame too. Like, you know, I want this, I want that, I want, you know, type of thing. And, you know, I want him to, you know, look a certain way and, you know, whatever. And then I don't know what I saw. It was something on Instagram or some interview or something. And it's like, it's not about settling, but about being open, because maybe what it is that you need is gonna come in a package that you wouldn't choose for yourself, right? Necessarily, or you know what I mean? Like just to be open to everything because you never know. So just because he doesn't have this one thing over here doesn't mean that he's not gonna have everything else.
Right.
Or you know, that kind of thing or whatever. And like, yeah, he may not be super cute, but you know, he checks all the other boxes, right? So it's kind of like, you know, being open. And I'm not finding a whole lot of openness on the eHarmony. And
openness on their end is what you're
on
saying?
On their end, yeah, okay. On their end.
Yeah, okay.
Very interesting. And it's just like, okay, you know, and I've been ghosted. I said, I don't know what I said. Yeah, so it's just... It's interesting. And it's, but it's fun having different conversations, you know, with different kinds of people and that kind of thing. But yeah, nobody has, offered to meet up or, I mean, hell, I can't get a phone call. So who knows if it's even, I don't know, but yeah. here okay. we are.
Here, right. yeah, here we are. That's very interesting. I mean, so before I get into that, I'm gonna go through the setup to when I signed up for Facebook dating, because I was one of
Facebook
the
has people. Dating.
Yeah, that was when I was an early adopter, just because I like to see what's out there. But before that, I had my ex-boyfriend of 5 years who for whatever reason can't commit beyond calling me his girlfriend every other Sunday. It's not every Sunday, it's not every day, it's right. when he feels like it,
right?
I was like, dude, we've been doing this dance for 5 years, I am tired. So as like at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, peace out, buddy. Like, you're not even like, we've been together. If you're, we can meet up. I mean, like we share saliva for the last 5 years, you know, if you make me sick, it doesn't really matter because there's a love, at least on my end, where it's like, okay, well, this is what happened as a course of nature. Right.
Yeah.
So he's gone. So then we had a breakup before, I had met someone else and he and I started dating. And I think that was before lockdown or something. I don't remember. But anyway, it's the timeline is kooky to me. And that one asked me to marry him.
Good Lord.
And I found out he is a misogynistic, horrible person. You know what? Crack up at what really did it for me. We were texting and I was like, who the heck is Megan Thee Stallion? Like, I have no idea. I don't listen to music for the most part at this point in my life. If it was made after 2005, I probably haven't heard it. So scary in it, but I just, you know, pop music is not where I'm at right now. And he was like, oh, she's just a thought and a blah, 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 blah. And just kept like constant barrage of insults about this girl. And granted, she's a little much for me. Okay. But because I finally figured out who she was.
Right.
But she's none of those words to me. Like, I'm like, why are you slut shaming her? Like, I don't care who you are. I will not, as another woman, tell you you're being horrible for your choices or the way you use your body or your music or your, you know what? If I think that, I can keep it to myself. I don't need to put right. that out in the world.
Right.
So I was just like, so Megan Thee Stallion broke us up.
Aw, man.
After that. At least I didn't get shot in the foot. So.
Then there's that.
Yeah, we're doing good. This world. And so that ended, and it, you know, it was kind of difficult because his daughter and my daughter had started to get close, and his daughter was, he was just, I don't know, I think he was like in a fantasy world, and he was just talking to his daughter about, you know, marrying me and all this other stuff. And he'd be like, oh, she's so excited. And I'm just like,
right. Like, what are you doing?
Like, okay. Like, I don't even have a ring on my finger. Like, what's hilarious is we were supposed to go ring shopping. And it was right before the weekend before lockdown. He's like, when are you going to let me put the ring on your finger? When are we going shopping for a ring? And I'm like, what? Like, I'm still trying to get my head around the whole engagement idea. And way that you've asked me is not like some big, like, I don't know what I'm expecting, but I never have had that big, will you marry me moment that I think I'm supposed to have. And this fool is over here talking about when you go. I was like, all
right,
dude.
Right. Like that. I've never heard a proposal like that, but I mean, I guess.
Oh God, it was like he used to tap on my ring finger when I would come over, like, where's my ring? Like, dude, did you buy it? You know how to buy it off the freaking, you could have bought it off the internet. Why do I need to be a part of it?
Literally.
And if I'm a part of it, and then I pick out a $10,000 ring, and you're not happy about the $10,000 ring that I pick out.
Just saying.
You know, the best thing to do is leave me out of it. Say, what is the shape you want? And go ahead and go. Don't mess with me. Because you don't want to know what I want. You really don't. You know, I mean, I'm not like huge into jewelry, and I don't want a big L ring because I'll just break it anyway.
Right.
But don't ask me, fool. Just don't ask me. Just
go do it.
Just go do it. That's what I want. I want a man who says, I want to marry her, and I'm going to go buy a ring, and I'm going to ask her. And that's what I want. And that was not what I got.
Right.
So it was Megan, and also he can't just pick out a damn ring. More her. But the ring thing annoyed me as well. So he left, he went away. And one of the people that I used to hang out with casually came back into my life. This is, what is that? So now we're on to the second relationship. And this was at the beginning of us being locked down. And we would, you know, we would meet, and I'd be creeped out by it, and I'd be like sitting 6 feet away from him, and I just didn't even want to get any closer. And he's telling me he has a brand new baby, like he just had a baby with someone else, and the baby's 6 months old. And you know, most people think that's like a red flag, and that throws up a lot of red flags for a lot of people. But for me, I was like, I understand, because I was not with my husband when my daughter was born.
Right.
So for me, it's not a red flag. It just means that relationship ended, and here he
right.
Exactly. And then he was like, move in with me. And I'm thinking to myself,
wait,
in the middle of a freaking pandemic, what is,
hold the phone.
I'm like, why do these people keep asking me to make big decisions when I'm just trying to avoid COVID?
What I don't understand, it's like, if you have like one or the other, there's no happy medium. You have the ones that are just ready to get married tomorrow, and then you have the ones that can't commit if their lives depended on it.
Right.
And it's like,
there's no happy medium.
There's no happy medium.
No. And I'm going to skip one of the relationships because he was just a drug dealer that I just didn't catch at.
Oh, goodness me.
And I don't need to talk about him because he's not worth the air I breathe. And now finally I'm dating someone, and thankfully he doesn't pay attention to my podcast or me talking about it. So this is
good. Well, that's good.
He will never probably hear this until we break up or something. and then he's like, what's that girl doing? I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna listen to this shit. I'm gonna find out what she said. Anyway. Which is, I met him on Facebook dating. I met the drug dealer on Facebook dating too. But I met this guy during the summer when things were open and we were allowed to go freely around California like birds, and had a great time, you know.
Right.
Anyways. So I met him, and he is entirely not what I date. Nothing. Mm. There's nothing about him is that I have ever dated before. He is, for one, he's not American. He is African. Okay. He is from the middle part of the continent.
Okay.
He speaks 4 languages. Very well traveled. Actually lived in Europe working for quite a few years, and speaks a European language, which I found really interesting. I'm like, where the heck do you pick up that? Because it's not like German or Spanish or French. It's like, what? You speak what? Huh? Okay. And I was looking at his profile, like, he don't speak that. Whatever. He's talking Swahili. I got the other one. I'm not so sure about. But so we met, and he's a scientist. And he's in public health. And so he is very, I mean, he in person, he is the most animated, he's got all this energy and excitement about him. You know, when we were outside, he would just run around in circles and make me laugh. And now with everything. And I know that it's partially his job and he's starting the master's program and he's a full-time dad. And I know all of these things are part of what are hindrances to a not really hindrance to a relationship. Let me rephrase that, but are impeding the progress of a relationship because he's more, you know, he's the person who tells people what they can and cannot do in his role. And so, you know, he's the person that everybody is mad at because California is locked down, their business is closed. You know, so he's not, I know he's not having a good time. Not that my job is a freaking walk in the park either right now, but you know, and I'm trying really hard, but you know, he is also a one word texter or couple word texter, or, you know, in the beginning, I knew how he felt about me. It wasn't like I had to figure it out. And now I'm like, are you talking to somebody else? Because I just don't know what's going on.
Right.
And it's challenging for me because, and I think that that's been the overwhelming feeling of dating during the pandemic for me, is feeling overwhelmed in some senses, that because all the mixture of your emotions plus a pandemic equals mass confusion.
Exactly. Exactly. And then when you have someone on the other end that's not really giving you much, you know, to go on, then it's compounded. And then you're just like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah. It's really weird. It's so hard. And then it's weird because when we first met, he was like, I know what you want. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to let you tell me. Tell me, sir, what is it that I want? And he's like, you want to get married again and you want to have another baby? I'm like, I'm 900. I do not want any more babies. He said, so what would you do if you found out you were pregnant while we were dating? I was like, jump off the Bay Bridge. And he's like, no, seriously. I said, no, seriously. I would jump off the Bay Bridge. Okay. He's like, oh, okay. And he's like, well, I think you want to have a relationship. You want to have a boyfriend. Oh, I'm like, why do you think this? Also, he also thinks I'm innocent. Ha! What he does.
Ooh, well, you know, sir.
Cute face, freckles, not so innocent.
Not so much.
No. You know,
that one wrong.
I was like, he also doesn't know the big secret about my ex-husband. And so,
true.
Which I can't bring myself to tell him because of his culture. So we've had some conversations that were where I know that there's a little bit of intolerance towards alternative lifestyles. And I'm like, woo! Slow your roll, sir. Nice. And I don't ever say anything because it's just too much for me. I'm just like, okay, you do realize we live in California, right?
Right. Like, you're aware of where we are.
Right. You're aware that I grew up tolerating everyone, not just tolerating. And I hate the word tolerating because it's like you're being put upon. But I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you don't know what sex you are. None of that stuff matters to me. It's whether you're a good person or a bad person. And that's my qualifications for you. And if you can't do that, then we don't need to be friends. Is how I've always seen it. So it's been interesting to have an ultra conservative, science-based relationship where he literally asked me if I was getting my vaccine next week, like he was.
Wow.
No, not getting. I mean, it's not, my number's not up yet. First off, I don't work with populations that could give me COVID more easily. So I am not going to be at the head of the line. I'm back at the end. Well, right. Before people who are healthy, but still, amid the back of the line. So
right, for sure.
Don't you wonder though if once they have what people are proposing, this COVID passport, if people are going to start asking you like to show them proof that you've had the COVID vaccine, I mean, and then what? You know, so.
I mean, I think it's, to be honest, because I've heard like some airlines are, we're going to start saying that you couldn't fly unless you had a negative test. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, though I understand the rationale behind that thinking, the problem for me is that even if I did get the test, right, 72 hours prior to my flight,
yeah,
I can contract COVID within those 72 hours.
Correct. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no one would know.
Right.
Until 2 weeks later,
right?
Until 2 weeks later, when we're all where we're supposed to be,
right,
and we're all sick, right? So it's kind of like, it's like I get it, but it's almost meaningless if we're still going to go outside. So it's kind of like, you know, like I don't know. I mean. And also, I know I am not jumping to take the vaccine for several reasons, but mainly I don't feel like I'm at risk enough to have a vaccine wasted on me, like let someone else take it, that, you know what I mean? You know, someone else.
I'm sorry, I'm like, laughing, but really, that's...
But you know...
No, you know,
like somebody that's really sick or elderly or a baby. I don't know, you know, like I don't need it. I don't need to have it. And then I also don't want it because I just don't. I'll put it like this. As long as it has taken to try to find a cure for cancer, to try to find appropriate medication for lupus, to try, you know, all of these things, we're talking years and years and years and years and years. And y'all talking about you came up with a vaccine in 6 months that's supposed to work and not make you googly eyed and have an alien come out of your belly. Like, I don't necessarily trust that.
Yeah.
Well, so I'd rather wait till like batch 4 or 5.
Yeah. Till you can see some more results.
Yeah, and see like how it's affecting people, how people are reacting. Are there allergies?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Well, I mean, and the guy that I'm seeing now, we've talked about that in the Black community and just the fact that we're going to have an issue vaccinating Black folks because this country has historically used us as guinea pigs.
And absolutely.
So I understand when people say these things. And then I also understand, because my mother did research for a really long time for NIH and stuff, how this happened and how it can be so fast and why America takes so long to do anything. And not necessarily in healthcare, they are very slow. And it's, I think it's because of our litigiousness. I don't really think it's because certain things are necessarily terrible, terrible. But they've approved a lot of terrible drugs. That's another thing. But
listen,
you know, Mirena, whatever, you know, like birth control. I mean, all sorts of stuff. Don't get me
all
wrong.
All kinds of stuff.
But because I was kind of really intrigued by it all. And I didn't think it would be so quick either, but they did, you know, they were talking about how it was developed and how it started. And basically Moderna, who's in Germany, they started before we were even starting to lock down. They started working on it because they already knew it was in Europe. And so then they got on with Pfizer and da 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 da. They kind of clicked together. So, and they've actually been running trials for almost a year now, because the first people who got their vaccines were vaccinated in I forgot what month, maybe April or May or something like that. So it's been a while. It's not something that people really know, because if you didn't watch that 60 Minutes episode, I didn't know all that until I watched it.
Right.
I do know that the FDA doesn't approve anything without them doing at least a very minimal amount of criteria to approve it. So I do believe that they have done, and I don't know what the long-term effects. I think the problem with the vaccine is not necessarily the vaccine as much as what are the long-term events. Is it going to be like the chickenpox vaccine that we now give to our children, that they're finding that later in life they still get shingles, and and there's more occurrences of shingles because of the vaccine? I mean, we don't know. These are the things we don't know.
Right.
And so I can understand why anybody would be like, I'm not going first. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool. Let me just watch for a minute. I don't know how I feel. Most days I'm just like, whatever, dude. I am such a pincushion. I'm on biologics.
I mean, I'm saying that's another thing too. It's like you get blood drawn, you know, five, six times a year.
I'm just like, go ahead. What the hell else could happen?
I don't even have a needle in my arm, you know?
Whatever. Come on. I'm like, the only thing is, you know, I'm glad that it's not a live virus vaccine or a dead virus vaccine.
That's good. I didn't know.
It's an RNA replicator, which is too much brain power for me to use because I don't even understand RNA, but I know it doesn't contain any of the COVID.
That will push me over to the other side.
Yeah. It's supposed to teach your immune system how to fight it as if you've had COVID before.
Right. It's like a clone. Kind of.
It's, girl, we're smart, but we're not that smart.
Listen, you know, child.
That's a lot of science above for my pay brain. Grade. Right? Yeah. I'm like,
that's above my pay grade.
But I thought it was fascinating. And I know we got off on a bit of a tangent, but.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No. But honestly, I think that it really does. What are we going to ask for in the future? Are we going to be wanting to see if we find out that the COVID vaccine is what stops this worldwide pandemic? Are we then going to be like, you didn't have the COVID vaccine? Oh, hell no, I'm not dating you.
Right. You know, could it come to that?
Could it? Is COVID actually making us better daters? For me, I say no, because I was still repeating my same patterns. It hadn't changed much for me.
You know, I think for me, I would say yes. In the sense that I have tunnel vision, with a lot of things. Uh-huh. But when I, meet someone that I like, then it all shuts down and I'm only focused on this person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Even if I know that.
It's like, we're not exclusive or any, you know, like, I'm just like, oh, I like him. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm not doing any other thing but this here, you know? Yeah. And so with the COVID, it's like, or in the age of COVID,
The COVID. What's
the COVID? In the COVID. That's what the old people say. you know, it's like, I'm finding that I don't have to, because here's the thing. There's a guy that I was seeing prior to being on Eat Harmony that I do actually like. I just wish that I wish we were on the same page, and we're just not. I do actually like him. I think he has he could be a really great person. I think he's a good person. He could be a great person. But anyway, but when I got on eHarmony, you know, I had a little like tug of war with myself, like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to do that to this person. And
yeah,
you know, like, I don't. And then I had to think, like, well, we're not even in a relationship.
Yeah.
So what are you actually doing to this person? You know what I mean? And I had to, like,
yeah,
you know, because I'm not doing anything with anybody else either. So it's kind of like, why are you framing it like that? Like, you're framing it as if you're in a committed relationship already, and then you joined eHarmony, yeah, right? And that wasn't the case. You know, we just hang, we don't even really, well, we kind of hang out, kind of, sort of, you know, and like talk on the phone. So it's kind of like, I had to like really think about that, you know? And then that freed me up to be able to actually have several conversations with several men at the same time, because I wouldn't do that before. I would not. It was like, no way. You know, I like this dude. I'm going with you until you show me that you're a piece of trash. Then I'm going to move on to the next one. It was literally one at a time, all of the time. Yeah. And now it's just kind of like, no, I'm having conversations with about four dudes right now, you know, and it's fine. I don't feel like a cheater. I don't feel like a liar, you know. You know what I mean? But in the past, I would have right, felt like, oh my gosh, this is cheating. No, yeah, it's not, fool. You're not in a relationship.
Well, yeah,
but yeah, I think I've become a better dater in that sense.
Yeah. You've turned off the tunnel vision.
I've turned off the tunnel vision, and it's nice.
Yeah, I think I could use a little turning off of the tunnel vision, but I'm also, I think that I am also not getting clear signals,
yeah,
as to what's going on with anyone, except for the two dudes that wanted to marry me or move me in their house. Those were so clear. There was no nothing, you know. I sometimes regret not just moving in with the one guy, because I really liked him, and then I got COVID scared me off. It literally scared me off of the whole idea. But it was early. It was only April. Give me a break.
Very early, you know.
So, and it probably
might have dodged a bullet. You never know.
Yes, exactly. We're going to go with Nicole dodged a bullet and not the opposite. Yeah, but I think that if people were more clear, it would be so much easier. I think that I wish that we could be more honest and open about what we're doing. Like, everyone, and not just talking about women or men, I'm talking about everyone. Everyone just say, hey, without it becoming some huge thing about what are we doing? Where are we at? Can we honestly just say to each other, I like you, but I would like to date? You know, that would be like,
boo! I mean, like, come on. And I wish too that people would just take a moment and really think about what it is that you actually want and be honest with yourself about that. Because there's a lot of people out here that don't want a long-term committed relationship.
Correct.
And that's okay to not want that.
I was there. I remember that.
That's okay to not want that. But but think that through a little bit and be honest with yourself about what it is that you actually want, and convey that to people.
Right.
When you're on these dating sites and stuff, you know, it's like the assumption is that you're looking for a committed relationship.
Right.
And that may not be true for you.
Yeah.
And say that. Say that. And it's okay. You'll find somebody that's on there that wants what you want. Somebody is on there that wants what you want. you know,
not like, what eHarmony advertises, but yes, there is.
eHarmony doesn't advertise it, but they're in there.
Yeah, okay. I used to be on eHarmony, so I know they're there. Many, many moons ago when it first started, but yeah, that's my big pet peeve. Yeah. Please tell me what you want, and please stop asking me what I want. And then don't tell me what I want once you think I am not answering your question.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Honestly, I don't, half the time I don't know what I want because I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know you. I want you to open up like you would open up to somebody who you've been with for a while, because then we cut through the nonsense of the how was your day, blah, 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 when we know that when you pick up the phone and your voice sounds different, that you had a shitty day. And if I care about you, I'm going to care about that, right?
Right.
I don't want any more of the nonsense. It's so exhausting.
It's tiring.
I'm just like, I think that I need to tell him that, though. That's what I've been fighting with myself about the current relationship that I'm in, because like I said, he's not like the people that I usually date, but he's also like what I think I want. You know what I mean? And so I want to know you, and I still don't know you. Like, he said his daughter's name like once in the whole time I've known him, and it's been quite a few months. It is now winter. We started dating in the summer. Why don't I really know your daughter's name or what, you know, what she's into a little bit? Not because I'm going to stalk her, but you know that my daughter goes to dance class. Like, you know, like, or something like that. I think his daughter goes to one class. I think she goes swimming. But like I said, I don't really know, or I don't even know. And I think that's on both of our parts. I don't know why his relationship with his ex broke up, but I know he's mad at that person.
Yeah.
But why are you mad at them? I don't know. So I think that what we're kind of saying, listening to us, is we still need to be open, and we still need to be honest, and we need to put forth what we want and stop with the bullshit, because it's old for all of us.
It's so tired.
I mean,
enough is enough, especially at our age, you know.
I'm not gonna live forever. Can we just get to what we're getting in?
Like, let's
get
just out? Cut to the chase. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't have to be all of that. Like, just
right,
can we just, you know, God. And it's like the one dude, I actually did talk to this dude on the phone yesterday. I had a wonderful conversation. We were on the phone like 2 hours or something. Wonderful conversation. And I said, and he asked me straight up, like, are you trying to get married again? And I was like, yeah, if I find the right person. You know, but I'm not about to get married to just any old body. But yeah, if I find the right person, yeah, I would like to get married again. And then he ghosted me. And it's like, can we just
why'd you ask if you didn't want to know?
Right. And just because I'm having a conversation with you doesn't mean that I want to be married to you. Like, can we just get to know each other? We might just end up as friends. That's cool. Like, bro, like, just because I said that doesn't mean that I want that with you. Calm down.
Of course you did. He's so desirable.
I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? What is happening? Like, it's just, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. It'll save so much time and energy.
Yeah, it's, and you know, as part of what one of my three goals was to love more openly in my relationship. And by love more openly, I do not mean I'm going to fall in love with every person that I meet. So men, if you're listening to this, do not contact me thinking I'm gonna fall in love with you. Okay. That's not how that works.
Please, sir.
But just to stop bullshitting, I need to stop bullshitting, because at this point, I am not Nicole of her 30s, who was insane, loved a party, didn't want to commit to her shoes, you know, like... bought new clothes every time she went out, because, you know, wearing something twice was like, oh my God, why would I do that?
God forbid.
You know, God forbid I actually thought about my future, for God's sake. But anyway.
Right.
Wild child, don't know, you know, we don't know what we're doing. but now I'm at the point where it's like, I want companionship. I want something more long-term. I'm not looking to hop from human to human. And I think, thankfully, in some senses, the pandemic has made it more and more clear. Like, you don't want that. And if that's what's going on, you need to run. And this is why I need you men to be open, with me and say, I don't want that, so that I can decide whether I'm staying.
Yes.
Because I don't need, we don't need to waste each other's time.
At all. We're too old for this.
Correct. There is somebody else out there who wants exactly what you want. You don't need me. You can find...
But it's like, you'll never find her or him.
Yes.
If you're not honest about what it is that you want, you're never going to find it. No. You're never going to find it. Just be freaking honest, man. And it's like, the thing that burns me up is, you know, yeah, I've been out the game a long time.
You're like,
a long time. Yeah. The last time I was actively dating was prior to 2004. I got married in 2004, right? So it's been a long time. But it boggles my mind how nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in these dating streets.
No.
People are still lying to themselves. They're still lying to each other. They're still trying to run game to try to see what they can get out of you. And that's both, that's men and women. I'm not talking about seen it both ways. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, oh my God, can we just, and especially at our age, you know, the 40 plus crowd, stop. Just stop. Yeah. We are way too old to be, you know, 20 year old, whatever.
Yeah.
At 40, 50, 60, stop. We are too old to be playing these ridiculous ass games with each other. We're too old.
Yeah.
These are the things that we're supposed to be teaching the young people to stop doing.
Right.
But we're doing them. You know, like, please, let's just stop. Like, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that I'm meeting men in their 40s that play the same dumb games as the men that I was meeting when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Let's just cut it out. I can't.
In some senses, the guy ghosting you was a gift. Dodo.
Right. And thankfully, I'm at a place in my life finally where I'm not too concerned about what people think of me or how people perceive me. And I'm not, you know, just super locked in anymore. So it's kind of like, if you go away, okay, well, you go away. Like,
yeah,
you know, I still have to, I got to move on. So it's fine. You know, we just weren't compatible or whatever. You didn't like me. That's cool.
Yeah.
Everybody's not going to like me.
God, I hope not everybody likes me. That's problematic for me, because I'm like, yo. Do not tap my ring finger ever again.
Don't do it.
And I was like, why did I, and like, why did I give this fool my heir? For God's sake, what?
I mean, we do it in hope. We have hope that it's going to be cool. And then it's not always cool. And then, you know, you got to. I know.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's, I think that's accurate. So, Adrian, what do you, I think we said one of our takeaways, let's be honest, but what is the takeaway that you would leave somebody with about dating at this time?
I would say be open. I think that's the biggest thing because, you know, we are in this collective struggle that has many layers. We have the pandemic. We have a lunatic as our president. We have, you know, racism is still alive and well. I mean, we have all these things that we're dealing with all at once at the same time. So just be open and be understanding that, you know, everyone is dealing with something, even though it's not necessarily what you're concentrating on, but everyone is kind of dealing with or coping with something. Mm-hmm. So they may not be in the same frame of mind as they would have been pre-COVID or pre-Trump or whatever the case, right? So just be open. Don't be so quick to, you know, shut people down and shut people off. There's a time to do that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but the time may not be after conversation number one, right? Like, just be open. Be open to receive, be open to give.
I think what I would mostly, my takeaway for dating during COVID is absolutely one of the things that Adrian said is people aren't the same as they would be in normal time. They're dealing with something, but I don't think, we should give them some rope. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Give people some rope, give them some understanding. You're not going to get, not everybody's going to get what they want at this moment, right? So if you meet somebody and you're really into them and they don't seem to have time for you, you know what? It may not be that they're someone else or they're sneaking around or they're doing, it may just be they're in a bad freaking mood and they don't want to talk. I had 2 days like that, where if you talk, I didn't want to talk to any damn body and I didn't. So, you know, I was grieving. I didn't have time for people, you know, and so we have to understand that no one owes us anything.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, so, and if you ever see a meme where somebody is telling you, your real friends will call you back or your real boyfriend will call you back or whatever else, no. That rule doesn't work right now, okay? Because their cousin could have died or their mama or their dog or whomever. And you know what? It's super tragic to them right now. I don't care who you are. If you've lost anything, anyone, your job, your friend, your all of it's tragedy right now. It's extremely exacerbated by COVID. So give people a break. And that means being honest. So you can give them a break.
Ooh.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you are seeing someone and you want to give them respect, then one of the things you can do is say, hey, I'm having a shitty day and I'm going to go offline for a while, you know? Yep. And just because if they mean enough to you, then you be the role model of what you want it to be. Not you. And then if they don't respond or whatever, they take it back. You got your answer of who that person is. So understand that there's a little bit of weirdness in all of this. But with all of that said, because it sounds like I'm saying just put up with things. I'm not saying that.
No, keep your boundaries.
Keep your boundaries. If you're not comfortable meeting in person, then don't. If you want to video chat before you meet somebody, then do. If you want to see a COVID test before you will hang out with them, then so be it. If you want to quarantine and you guys don't see anybody before you meet up, all of that needs to be out there. And if you're a person who is nothing like Adrian and I and is just out there in them streets, and that's cool, you need to be honest about that to somebody too.
Absolutely. Because you could get somebody sick. Like, let's be real. Yeah.
It's just a respect. You don't even have to believe in COVID. I don't care what you believe. But respect them. Number one thing is to show respect, give respect, and respect yourself.
Absolutely.
And then COVID, dieting while during COVID won't be so bad, but try not to have 5 relationships during COVID, because it's a real annoying mess. As we wrap up, I just want to say we're still looking for entries for the Name That Episode contest. And so still go over to our website, Single Mommy Fabulous at Podbean. Nope, said it wrong. Singlemommyfabulous.podbean.com and hit the contest page so that you can enter. We don't know what our next episode is going to be because we've been trying to see what's going to go on with our contest and see if we're going to actually be able to do an episode right away or what we're going to do. And we have a lot of exciting guests coming up, and we have a lot more her story coming to you, and we're so excited. I mean, we're beyond blessed that people are sharing with us and sharing with you.
I love her story so much.
It
oh
was
my God.
So good. It was so good. So,
moving.
We're waiting to see if we get this author who wrote this really fascinating story. So we're.
Oh my gosh. I hope so.
I know. So good.
Oh my God.
And we do have one. We have a guest whose focus is mental health, who will be joining us to do an episode about polycystic ovarian syndrome. So if you suffer, you might want to tune in, because I suffer and so does my guest. So we're excited about that.
Yeah,
that's it. So we can't wait to see you next time. Even though we can't see you, we can see your comments. So definitely comment. How I did that.
That was great.
That was good. And until next time, stay fabulous.